So now the planet has been mapped in great and exhaustive detail. You can even get an Android app that has a Mars map built into it, which is very handy if you wake up in a strange place and you find you're not on Earth anymore, John Carter style. Be prepared, guys. You know, that's what I say. But we see, I still remember when I was a very young lad and the Mariner missions began beaming back the first images from Mars, how disappointing the images were, because I thought there'd been a terrible mistake at mission control and the Mariner had been put into orbit around the moon, not Mars, because there were all these craters and it was it didn't look like Mars, which should have had canals and oases and green Martians. But no, it's indeed an ancient surface, and many of the craters that it has been carrying for 3 billion years are still visible, and some enormous impact basins that perhaps were oceans in the past. So this is a whole of Mars map. I'm sure many of you have seen this, colour-coded with a very suggestive colour coding for altitude, and we see remarkable asymmetries between the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere. The north is very flat, so this, together with the very suggestive colour coding, suggests we're looking at an ancient sea bottom here. And this is the ancient coastline that used to have rivers running down to it. And detailed investigations of the hypothetical ancient coastline have now revealed hundreds, if not thousands, of river deltas, where rivers have clearly flowed into a sea, precipitated out all the debris that they were carrying, just like on the Earth. So I think now the evidence for this planet-girdling ancient ocean is now overwhelming. There are other mysterious features on Mars that suggest, that look like river channels, but don't withstand scrutiny, because it appears that the channel was created with a single flood, not a prolonged flow of rain for, creating the river and having it flow over thousands or millions of years. There's a rift valley here, the Valles Marineris, discovered by the Mariner missions, that's equivalent to the rift valleys on Earth, but on a titanic scale. And here are the here's Olympus Mons, the biggest volcano in the solar system, and the chain of volcanoes from the uplift here. And there's all sorts of fascinating geological features or aerological features around those. So here's very suggestive colour coding again. The colour coding is only for the altitude, but this surely does look like some kind of giant flood of liquid carved these channels, if not sustained precipitation of rivers. There's a colleague of mine in the Earth Sciences Department at the university who proposes that these could have been made by floods caused by debris riding on carbon dioxide. He calls this a cryoclastic flow. But I think now it's more likely to have been water. But now, with the new data coming back from the various satellites, you can see a lot of activity on the Martian surface, avalanches down the walls of craters. And most mysteriously, these places where, with seasonal variation, you see these dark stains appear down the walls of craters and cliffs. And these come and go. And there's lots of them peppered right across the southern hemisphere here, where there are steep cliffs. And these are almost certainly water stains, where, as the temperature has risen, maybe the carbon dioxide that was on the surface has evaporated, sublimed into the atmosphere, and liberated just briefly some liquid water. It could be liquid if it had a lot of salt dissolved in it, which lowers the freezing point, and then flowed down into the Martian soil to leave these stains. So that's a remarkable, remarkably dynamic situation with strong evidence that liquid water can exist briefly in the Martian conditions. I'll just give you the idea of the scale of the Valles Marineris here, spans the United States for comparison, and these volcanoes are truly titanic. Olympus Mons is 15 miles. That's an ancient unit, now obsolete, but favoured by our American cousins. So we don't have any feature, volcanic feature of that scale on Earth.